Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door & Window. Take advantage of Guided Door & Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock, which means it is Tuesdays with Elliot, brought to you by our friends at Groundworks. Tackle your wet basement, drywall cracks, or the nasty smells coming from your crawl space, or the house that you just bought from people who sold it to you. And even though the basement floods over and over and over, you can also call Groundworks. You book a free inspection at groundworks.com.
I feel your pain so much every time you talk about it.
Yeah. No pain anymore.
No pain anymore. So I think my only goal for today is not have Jack turn my mic down.
Oh, did he do that?
On Friday, yeah, remember?
So, yeah, I had to pot him down.
Yeah, so that's the objective for today.
Yes. Really? Because of the Phillies thing?
Well, he wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Were you listening?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, he was just going through.
like a razor.
He's
doing
blade.
All his talking points, you know.
Yeah. I have noticed that you think the Phillies are
dead.
Like, even though they. Can you let me set this up?
Here we go. This is what it's like.
Yeah. You've said, even though they have the most wins in the National League, or, you know, they're by a game that they're out, that you think they should sell and the era is over.
Yeah. So I truly didn't mean to start this with the Phillies.
But it's there. You know?
I mean, I heard over the years, the Sixers having the best record didn't really matter because they lost in the playoffs. The Sixers being one of the best teams didn't really matter because they never do it in the playoffs. So that's just how I feel about this Phillies team. Could they go to the World Series? Of course. They've done it before. They could get hot. It could happen. This doesn't do anything for me. Like, their recent winning streak does. I've seen great teams that we know choke in the playoffs with the Sixers, and I fought it for a bunch of years, and every year they choked. So could they go? Yeah, but I think it's pretty clear they're probably not.
They're not what? Going to the playoffs?
The World Series.
So you would blow up the team because they're not going to the World
Series. I wouldn't blow it up if I was a GM because I wouldn't be brave enough to do it. But right. I do think it would be the smart thing to do. Unless you know you're re-signing Kyle Schwarber, the smartest thing would be to trade him right now and get assets. If Zach Wheeler says he's retiring in 2 years, why are they not trading him at the peak of his value? Like,
you want to trade Zach Wheeler too?
I would entertain it.
With the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, though, that the fact that they have a better than puncher's chance of winning the World Series this year, right?
Yeah, I think they have a better than puncher's chance.
Okay, so wouldn't that be the most important thing? Not
right.
I think it's important in the way that I wouldn't actually blow it up, but I do think it is important to also realize that this is probably the last run with this team. I think we all see the obvious flaws with them. And while they do have the best record, we have seen teams with the best record in this city and in baseball go into the playoffs with the first round bye, go into the playoffs as the best team, and it just doesn't really matter. I think their flaws are going to be hard to overcome over a playoff stretch. They have a bad bullpen. They make dumb decisions once every like two games, it feels like, on the base pass. They don't have a good defense, and their hitting's inconsistent. So I think over a long stretch of a season, they can hit enough home runs and their starting pitcher is good enough where they'll win a lot of games. I think in a short series, those flaws will cost them a game, and that matters way more when you can only lose three games.
Jack, your thoughts?
Great points. What do we got?
Nice.
Well, like, it's just, I mean, they are they are currently playing well enough to think it's okay to want to reinvest in them. Like, I just, to blow it up now, why can't you just give them one last ride at this thing rather than just, hey, this is it? So, and also, like, if I had to bet, they're probably re-signing Schwarber. So, like,
do you think it's smart to re-sign Schwarber?
Yeah, because I don't think you can just close it. I think they're trying to balance the two things of keeping the window open and also not trading all the prospects. But I just don't, like, to say it right now feels ridiculous. I mean, they have one of the best records in the National League, and you can fix some of the flaws at the deadline.
Yeah.
But I think they can go get a real bullpen piece if you want. They can go get a real bat if you want.
But honest question for you. How do you think they're doing that without trading any of their top prospects?
Well, they might have to.
So you would trade a Painter, and not a Painter, but like those three guys, Miller, Crawford, Painter, you'd be open to trading them for one piece.
I would, I would consider the other guys, Tait, who is in that class too.
You think he returns as good of a player?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think Painter's in a different class. I don't think he gets traded. Miller's in a second tier. Miller, and not, again, in the weeds, but Miller, Arun, and Tait are in a similar class, and then Crawford's just below them.
I just think sometimes in sports, it's clear what the odds are, and it's you have to remove emotion from this. So, like, their chance of winning the World Series is slim. And in order to go past this deadline, you could get a lot for Kyle Schwarber. And I'm not advocating them to do it. I just don't think it's as silly as people make it out to be.
No, it is.
Yeah, I think at this point it's probably pretty silly.
Okay.
Yeah. If they were 500 or something and they had a...
Right, that's different.
You don't know if they're making the playoffs or not making the playoffs, but I do think you sort of overstate the amount that they've choked in the playoffs as well.
So I don't. I heard a bit of this yesterday.
Yeah, so I just... Not everybody heard it.
Right.
So I don't think anybody would say that they choked in 22. Like, they got to the World Series against an awesome team.
I do not think they choked. It was a successful year. But I think we underestimate. They got no hit in a must-win game at home. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Okay, but it was...
That's pretty bad. Just saying, if you want to talk about pressure...
It was 3 years ago.
I know. That is bad.
It was 3 years ago. And also, that year, I don't think they choked.
I would agree with your assessment.
All right. Also, in 20... That's 22, right? 23... Okay, I guess you could say they did, but they were
definitely.
Also, yeah, but they were also in Game 7 in the NLCS. So
yeah, but to me, that's like they had 6-7 at home against an overrated Diamondbacks team. I mean,
the Phillies only won 90 games that year.
No, agreed. But
the Phillies were not that good that
but
year.
But I think that is a choke on level, if not just as bad or worse than when the Sixers choked against the Hawks. Like, the Sixers never blew a series to the level the Phillies did.
The Sixers were the one seed the year they blew it against the Hawks.
Right.
The one seed.
But still, you're in 6-7 at home against a team we all agree was not a great team. And I think that's been proven.
What were the Hawks then?
The Hawks, well, that was a really bad loss too. I agree. I'm saying people hold the Sixers playoff losses against them when looking forward, and people don't do that as much with the Phillies, despite the fact the Phillies have lost as favorites. And I think the Sixers, I guess the only time would be the Hawks when they were the favorites.
They were the
favorites. They're consistently not even favorites in the series they're going into. Not excusing it, but the Phillies loss to the Diamondbacks is a big enough choke. I think it should matter.
I don't think you give fans enough credit for holding the Phillies accountable for last year on top of what happened against the Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you say, like, the Phillies don't get the same backlash that the Sixers do, well, only part of it is due to the results of the playoffs. Also, part of it is due to how the Sixers star players handled that process of going through that 2-year process along with a head coach in Doc Rivers that was terrible for PR.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, terrible for PR for the Sixers. Yeah, how do you turn a city against the damn team? You ain't even been here that long. And that's what Doc Rivers was able to do. So I only say that to say that the Phillies haven't reached that level yet. People aren't necessarily, and we did a poll yesterday, people aren't necessarily buying that this is a World Series team abundantly, but we aren't necessarily, people also aren't necessarily angered by the Phillies and still want to see them succeed versus I've given up on hope that they can get it done. That's where the Sixers ultimately got the fan base. The Phillies aren't there
yet. They're not there yet.
They're not there yet.
And also, the Phillies, we're not talking about this year, they've had one really, really good regular season team. One. Last year. That's it.
That's
so,
true.
So like, I just think with the getting to the World Series, my overall thesis on this is getting to the World Series in the first year created sort of a warped expectation of the evolution of this team, who I think has gotten better every year. And last year, it fell apart. They're good bullpen pieces, who, by the way, one of them, two of them not even here this year, blew up when they shouldn't have blown up last year. and it happened. But like, I also don't think that this is a team that has been really, really good every year and has failed in the playoffs every year where we're like, I don't think they have it. They've had one really good team. The 22 team won 87 games. The 23 team won 90 games. Last year was good. They won 95 games. They're probably going to win 94, 95, 96 games this year. And if they fail again this year, I'm with you. I just don't think they have failed at the level the Sixers.
Well, you can't pull the plug right now. It just sounds so cold.
No, I know. I agree. If they traded Schwarber right now, it would be a terrible message to the locker room. I agree. I'm just saying, if Schwarber wasn't entering free agency, or if Zach Wheeler wasn't making it clear he was retiring, we wouldn't even be talking about these things. But I do think the Phillies have to consider, I mean, we'll talk about the Sixers, I'm sure, in a second. The Sixers had a lot of opportunities at points to trade a Maxey, to trade McCain last year. This pick, I don't know if they were allowed to trade it because of the conditions.
They could trade McCain last year.
Well, they could have drafted McCain and traded him.
Oh, you mean drafted? Oh, right.
What I'm saying
okay,
is
yeah.
they have, to a certain degree, held on to some of their younger assets. Like, there were was a year where everyone wanted to trade Maxey for Kyle Lowry, right?
Yep.
They
yep.
didn't do that.
I don't know who did. I was there for Dame Lillard, but not Kyle Lowry.
Well, Kyle Lowry was better 3 years ago, but I didn't want to do it either. I guess what I'm saying is you have to think of the next window as well, and that's why I think since the Phillies window might not be completely closed, we can all agree it is closing, if not close to close. I am just more trying to hold on so that after this run is over, they have assets so it doesn't go 2, 3, 4 years with nothing.
But you also have to trust the people that are drafting and developing. So like they've done a pretty good job replenishing it the last couple of years. So like if you give up some of those pieces, you should be able, it's not like you're just dead in the water.
And what if they win a World Series?
What if they do? But
yeah.
I just, the chances, in my opinion, are small.
The chances of
anyone
baseball
are small,
team
exactly.
are small.
So that's why I think when you're looking at decisions about paying people,
one last
people,
ride.
Yeah.
One last ride.
Come on, let's go get us some horse.
You know how red October is.
Come on, come here. You get in front of the Red Rally Towns.
If only they could win at home now.
If only they could ever win a home game.
Yeah, if only they could win during Red October.
If only they could win 6-7 against the Diamondbacks.
I've never seen someone, by the way, for anyone that thinks Jack doesn't super, super care, I've never seen anyone as upset during Game 6 and 7 as Jack was.
Oh, yeah.
Time. I mean...
Well, I saw him in New York last year,
no,
too.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, yeah.
It was awful.
I'll give it to him. He is authentic in his caring.
Not fun to be around.
It's not fun.
No.
Yeah. I was
like,
oh, nice. Me, James, and Jack will go to a game, hang out.
No.
Jack's like over by himself holding a wiffle ball bat.
Dude, last year we went to a Phillies game, a completely meaningless Phillies A's game before the All-Star break with two people who spent a lot of money to go to the game with us.
Yeah.
He disappears for two innings, I think, just because he wants to walk around and be able to see the game without the common folk.
Hey, he's
like
a baseball guy.
Yeah.
I don't like people's takes.
Yeah.
That's why I left WIP day. I don't like that, you know. A lot of bad takes at WIP day.
Do you want to explain your Ace Bailey conspiracy theory about how the Sixers actually like Ace Bailey?
So I think if we can all remove our goggles where like Ace is the worst prospect to ever be in basketball.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Mr. Dramatic.
I think
Dramatic.
It's pretty clear what's happening here. The Sixers are telling anybody that will listen how much they like Vijay Edgecombe. Now, maybe they'll draft him at 3, but I think you only put that message out loud and clear if you want to trade down and you're not as in love with Vijay as everybody's making it out to be. Also, the Aces camp seems obsessed with being like, we're not going to Philadelphia. We're not going to Philadelphia. They would only do that if they thought the Sixers might legit take him. So I think Aces camp knows the Sixers are seriously considering Ace at number 3, and that's why they're trying to make it not happen. And all this Vijay stuff is just to try to trade down.
What would you do if I told you that none of the Vijay stuff is from the Sixers, is probably from Vijay's agent? It has nothing to do with the Sixers. What if I told you it wasn't that way?
I would disagree.
You would disagree. You assume the Sixers are telling people.
I don't know for sure. It's just my tea leaf reading of it is
that they really like Ace Bailey.
No. My tea leaf reading is a lot of the Vijay stuff, in my opinion, seems to be coming from the Sixers. You might have a different read on it. That's just my read on it.
Okay. All right. So if they sit at 3, what do you think that they're doing?
I think they're taking Ace Bailey.
Okay. I don't think so. Do you want to bet?
No, because you seem like you are 1,000% sure.
But... No, I'm not. I'm not. Nobody has told me anything.
Why would you bet?
What's that?
The way he says it, right? The way he says it sounds like he knows they're not taking Ace.
Because
we're going to do Sixers Insider of the Year right now?
Can you get anyone on a polygraph?
He doesn't fit the
profile. Everyone aggregate this.
He doesn't fit the profile of who they draft. They draft guys who are high motor, high character guys. It's what they did with Jared McCain. It's what they did with Tyrese Maxey. It's what they did with Adem Bona. Like, they draft guys guys who they consider to be hardworking, high character right. guys. Like, I'm not saying that Ace Bailey is not a good person. He might be a good person, but like, if you want a young player to come in here and bust their ass to be a role player, he has given every signal that he has no interest in that. And whether you like it or don't like it, they have a chance, an opportunity.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To be good next year. They just do. And like, there is a... Well, there's at least a chance that, Joel Embiid plays 50 games
next year.
Right,
but what do we think that chance is?
I don't know.
5%?
No, it's higher than 5%.
5%?
Of course it is.
That he plays a lot of games at a high level next year?
Yes.
What in the world would give you that indication?
Okay, of the last 6 years, how many years has he done that and how many years has he not done that?
Right, but the issue is the year 6 years ago means pretty much nothing at this point. It's the more recent years. And clearly,
recent year?
Yes, but his
one year.
No, but it's also the second half of the year before where he hurt himself against Golden State. He played against New York well, but he was clearly hampered.
When he averaged 35 points a game.
Right. Yep, he had two or three really good games in that series. I agree. But like, if you look at the last year and a half, clearly his knee is getting worse and worse. So I agree with you. If we want to say over his career, he's not been as injury prone as people want to say, that I might agree with you. It's just him playing a bunch of games 5 years ago means nothing to me.
Well, but he will be here next year, and there is a better chance than you think that he's going to play next year.
I just don't see why you have that optimism.
It's not optimism. I think it's a coin toss.
I think it is optimism, though. I mean, he is a huge human with a bad knee where there's no surgery to fix it, and he barely played last year.
Yes.
So what's the reason to believe it'll be anything different next year?
Because I think he could have played last year.
And you think he could have played last year,
yes.
But he didn't, and
yes.
This year he will play?
Yes.
Well, that seems like a problem.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
No, I know. I'm just saying that.
It is what it is.
That seems like a problem.
I think he could have played last year. I don't think he trusted their plan to play on it. I think he was probably not. He did not believe that the best thing for him would be to play on the knee and deal with it. He didn't believe it. So they let him have that fake surgery 8 weeks ago so he would buy in to whatever it was going to be. Do I think it's likely? No. I think it's like a coin toss next year.
So I think this is where me and you disagree on the Ace thing, to be honest. Because I think we actually view Ace somewhat the same.
No, I don't think he's that good.
No, but here's, I think, I see everyone's points about how he has red flags. not a good passer, doesn't, I get all that.
Yeah.
I'm just more willing to take a big swing than other people.
Why is it a big swing?
Because he does, so for two reasons. One, because I can see the downside, but I also see the upside.
What does he do excellently?
I think he is an excellent scorer. He had multiple games last year in the 30s.
Is he an excellent shooter?
He makes difficult shots.
Is he an excellent shooter?
He's a good
He's fine.
Yeah.
He shot 34% from three.
But none of these guys are great shooters besides Khan, and Khan is easily the worst athlete.
Trey Johnson. Trey Johnson's one of the best shooters.
I was thinking VJ Hammett. You're right. Trey Johnson is a great shooter.
Yeah.
My concern with Trey Johnson is, and I know he's taller than Maxey, is that he just seems like another version of Maxey, where he's like a little scoring guard.
He's 6'4 and a half.
No, I know. I'm just letting you know what I see when I watch him.
He's 2.5 inches shorter than Ace Bailey.
Yeah, but just look at the two.
All right. Coming up next.
Oh, wow.
Pablo Torre. Yeah. Pablo Torre will join us of Pablo Torre Finds Out. Pablo and Mike Florio ganged up to get, if you remember, you might not remember, a few years ago, the NFLPA said that the NFL was colluding against his players to prevent them from giving out guaranteed contracts. It was in relation to Lamar Jackson's contract. What's his name? Russell Wilson. And eventually, by the way, this like charge included almost 600 players. So the arbitrator rules in favor of the league, but they never release any of the documents that had to do with this specific case. So Pablo and Mike Florio got these documents, and this is a quote from the arbitrator that ruled on it. There is little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged 32 NFL clubs to reduce guarantees in veterans' contracts at the March 22 annual owners' meeting. Basically saying that the NFL tried to collude against the players. So it's a wild report, which I think could change a lot about the league and actually speaks to some of the things you've said and that that Goodell has said about money issues moving forward.
To me, I think it's on a national scale, it's a huge story, right? Because it's collusion and players costing money. And there's the NFLPA, who seems like it's not a union that gets pushed around by the league at times.
Yep.
So there's that. But I also think locally why this matters, and I'm excited to hear Pablo talk about it, is one of the biggest advantages the Eagles have had is Jeffrey Lurie's checkbook and the front office's ability to manipulate that money. It seems like this, in addition to, you know, there a few weeks ago there was talks about trying to take away dummy years and all that. It seems like the NFL is trying to even the playing field so that the owners that won't spend money and the GMs that can't be smart about it aren't getting exposed and those teams are losing. And so to me, we'll see what Pablo says. This is bad for the Eagles, because if they're going to even the playing field out and make it the rules easier and make that's, it's just a competitive advantage the Eagles have currently that would go away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's a competitive advantage that they did not take advantage of this offseason, you know, I would say.
Well, that's the other thing too is, we're just finding out about this, but they know about all this. They know, like, Howie is very good at predicting what will come next. And you wonder how much of how they're operating now is preparing for, you know, just pick a year, 28, 29, whatever, when the rules are very different and they're not caught with all these dummy years and they have to, you know, do all those things.
Yeah. I kind of like, you know, the NFL over the years has gotten, there's been more parity. I liked back in the day when the 49ers were good for a long time, the Cowboys were good for a long
time. Three franchises of all time.
The Patriots,
we didn't get to that. Yeah.
Why are the Lions a better franchise than the Chiefs?
So the Lions to me are more just like historically NFL. They always play on Thanksgiving. They have a great fan base. The Chiefs are a nice franchise.
They didn't win a playoff game for 31 years.
They are easily the biggest losers on the list. But you can't act like the Detroit Lions aren't one of the biggest historical franchises in the history of the league.
Yeah, we can.
I can't. Not in good conscience.
Well, but it's what historical?
They play every year on Thanksgiving.
That's
it. They have a great fan base. That's they have maybe the best player of all time in Barry Sanders. They do. Well, they have like
other
one
than Barry
of the best.
Sanders.
They have
other
one
than
of the
Barry Sanders.
Well, that's
and
a
Calvin,
big part.
Calvin
of it.
Johnson.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford.
That doesn't make you a great organization.
But the Chiefs are really only a great organization over the past since Andy got there.
Who played in the first Super Bowl?
The Chiefs, but that doesn't mean they belong in the top 10. It's like they have four Super Bowl wins, and three of them are in the past, whatever.
And how many do the Lions have?
The Lions have none. That's
how many playoff wins do the Lions have?
I'm not saying the Lions
The Lions don't even have as many playoff wins as the Chiefs have Super Bowls.
I'm not saying the Lions are better run than the Chiefs. I'm saying the Lions are more a fabric of the NFL than the Chiefs are to me.
They, well, Fan to me doesn't say a whole lot.
All right. Well, I'm just letting you know.
How about to the masses?
I mean, yeah, I think more people would view the Lions as a historical great franchise.
As a losing one,
I agree. But the Red Sox were one of the biggest losers in baseball for almost their whole time, and they were, without question, one of them.
All right, Pablo Torre joins us next.
Had the Eagles
loser.
Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And if the Bears didn't have one Super Bowl win.
Well, the Bears are the Bears. They're easily top five.
I'm just saying, you got them in there.
Well, yeah, of course I got them in there.
Haven't
They're the
done
Bears.
Anything.
Soldier Field.
I might give a 85 damn about
Bears,
Soldier
the
Field.
Defense. I did some research yesterday.
Well, you didn't do enough.
Well, apparently.
Oh, this song? It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
See, look,
No, this is terrible.
It's terrible. Elliot Shore Parks is with us for Tuesdays with Elliot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One moves when they hear it. It would be awesome at a party.
We move when we do the AJ and Big Justice song.
Well, that's another banger.
Joining us now, a Process Hall of Fame inductee, also host of Pablo Finds Out, wherever you get your podcasts, and YouTube as well, Pablo Torre. Pablo, thanks for making the time.
As a Hall of Famer, Spike, it is my obligation to be summoned whenever you decree. So good to be here.
Yeah. The most important thing, how has your life changed since being inducted into the Process Hall of Fame? Different at all?
You know, my wife was like, you got a package from Philadelphia. And I was like, what is it? And she said, I think it's a giant banner with your face on it. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, Spike did send me. If you guys don't know, when you're in the Hall of Fame, you get a banner with your face on it.
Yeah.
And so that's just a thing. It's like, I don't know, what's the square footage on that, do you think? Because my wife was legitimately terrified.
Yeah,
that I'm like,
I think it's 6x4. I think it's 6 feet by 4 feet. So just right in the middle of your living room. Tell your wife that's where it'll look best.
Very, very normal banner. Find a new slant.
It's an amazing guess by your wife to get a package and go, you know what I think it is?
A banner
with your face. Good call. Yeah.
So Pablo, I got the email this morning that you had a new podcast, and immediately I opened it up and saw that there was a PDF attached of the, I, I guess like all of the notes of the NFLPA's case against the NFL in 2022, when the NFLPA accused the NFL of collusion. So that document had not been out until you and Mike Florio got it. Is it out of the ordinary for a document like that to not be public?
So it is typically the case that when you have an arbitrator's ruling like this, it is sealed. But historically, what happens is that everybody with self-interest leaks it almost immediately. And what was so fascinating about this was that no one did for about 5 months. And it raised questions in Mike Florio's mind. And he put out this call on Pro Football Talk. Can anybody get this document? Because he had tried and failed repeatedly. And I'm not just saying that to rub it in Mike's face, but I did get the document and then summon him to my show to say, let's talk about what you couldn't get that I got, which is kind of what I do for better and for worse. I'm that guy now in sports journalism as I find stuff out that is both disturbing, but also maybe titillating, even to casuals who have no idea what an arbitrator's ruling is.
Right.
61 pages of legalese. What's the real like log line here is, though, this was a decision that was like a landmark finding in one of the oldest conversations that I'm sure Ike is familiar with. But just the whole idea of NFL players believe that NFL owners behind closed doors are conspiring against them to limit, in this case specifically, the amount of guaranteed money that players get. And for the first time, we got this ruling that has, I want to just do the math on just like the number of people who had to testify in this hearing that was held behind closed doors. This was, by the way, extensive discovery, which means you got texts, you got emails, but you also got witness testimony. And it's Roger Goodell, it's Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, 8 different NFL owners, the leaders of the NFLPA, various agents and executives. And all of it raises this question that we solve of why did no one want you, NFL fan, or even the players that I just named, or even the executives of these teams that I just referred to, why didn't they want them to see this? And so that's the episode premise that we hopefully did deliver on today.
Well, so there's a quote in there that basically the arbitrator says there is little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged the 34 NFL teams to reduce guarantees in veterans contracts at the March 2022 owners meeting. I am blown away that that is in there and that A, they weren't found guilty of it, and then B, that whoever is there from the NFLPA side isn't leaking this to high heaven for the last 3 years.
And that's the fascinating part of this, is that what we discover is that the party that even maybe most desperately did not want you to know about this, did not want their own players to know about this, even the players who were named in this, by the way, Lamar, Kyler, Russell, Wilson, they never saw this document until we published it today. And you're right, it's incredibly strange. And it speaks to this conflict of interest, in my view, at the top of the NFLPA when it comes to why they wanted to protect themselves from findings that in any normal environment, Spike, you would literally be lobbying Congress over this. You would be calling for antitrust investigations into Roger Goodell over this, but they didn't. There was dead silence. And when you say that this was a thing that they found this attempt at collusion in, which is true, that quote is accurate, it's also, though, something where they didn't find damages, which means that the players got nothing in exchange. What that speaks to is, A, the fascinating world of arbitration, in which a federal judge makes a ruling in which they're trying to maybe please both sides, but in which there is still this evidence in which you hear, I mean, look, so much of that 2022 meeting in brief is about a shadowy entity known as the NFL Management Council. What is this? It basically means that at the league meetings every year, this was in Palm Beach in 2022, there is a room in which all of the NFL owners and their reps enter. At the front of the room are these NFL league officials who are there to present the guidance that the league has for how the owners, the teams should behave. What we have in this legal filing is also the notes, like the literal notes and emails that Roger Goodell sent back and forth with his general counsel, Jeff Pash, as well as the notes that wound up in the slideshow that you don't get to see even in the room about what they wanted these owners to try and do. And that's why there is this undeniable clarity around the effort post Deshaun Watson contract to never give guarantees, full guarantees to star quarterbacks, which is why it's Kyler, it's Lamar, and it's Russell Wilson all wound up in this story too.
So obviously this is a huge story for the league. But I think with all these huge stories, normally different cities will think, okay, well, how is this going to impact my team? And if you look at, let's use Jalen Hurts, for example, his contract, $250 million, but only 110 of it fully guaranteed. Just won the Super Bowl. I'd imagine soon he's going to be knocking on the door for another contract. My question for you is not specific to the Eagles, but how do you think this is going to change things moving forward? Because it is a huge deal, but it's also trying to be squashed by the league. Do you think that this is going to impact how we see NFL contracts handled and written in any sort of immediate future?
I say this a lot about journalism. That's a great question.
Thank you.
I can only bring a horse to water. I can only have people ask the right questions. I can only give them the information and then decide, what does this mean to us? What does it mean to the players union? What does it mean to journalists covering the league? What does it mean to be cynical about how the league operates? Because we are showing in clarity, like 4K level clarity for the first time, how the sausage gets made. We have texts from the owner of the Cardinals to the owner of the Chargers in which they are saying, you know, they're congratulating themselves on Kyler Murray's contract. Having those, remember those weird clauses in them about like Call of Duty and like doing homework, right? It turns out that that was all part of this effort post Deshaun Watson to not give these guarantees. They needed to make them non-guaranteed somehow. We have the text message exchange between the Chargers owner and the Cardinals owner, which they are spiking the football on that deal. And then the Chargers owner, to get to your point about how does this affect everybody else, the Chargers owner is talking about how this will be very helpful for Justin Herbert's contract. All of this is about the market value of most valuable commodity in sports, which is the starting quarterback in the NFL. And the way that they suppress the values of these deals, which affects how a team is constructed, which affects our perception of, like, is this guy lazy or not? Is he addicted to video games or not? Is Lamar Jackson somebody who they didn't want because he's an injury-prone running quarterback, or because there was some larger effort to not actually have him sort of realize his full market value? All of this gets answered when you see how these owners, these billionaires, are talking to each other behind the scenes in a way, frankly, that reflects a level of solidarity that the NFL Players Association can only dream of. I just have to keep on stressing. The way that these owners behave behind the scenes is so deeply something the union should be jealous of that they can never replicate because, of course, you know, 32 billionaires and their representatives versus a whole different mixture of levels and classes and career lengths. It's just a very unfair fight. And you're seeing that play out in these power dynamics.
It's Pablo Torres with us. Pablo Finds Out is the podcast. And he talked about the document they released today about NFL owners colluding against players. So we've mentioned the fact that the players' reps have not talked about this. And you and Mike talked today on the podcast about the new guy that is in charge of the NFLPA and also sort of a player that used to play for the Browns who was a player rep and then actually got another job with the union after he wasn't a player again. I guess the conclusion that you drew was a little vague about why you think the NFLPA has not acted on this, has not leaked these stories out, that sort of thing. What is your, without knowing for sure, what is the conclusion as to why they haven't done anything about this or why this story was so hard to get?
Yeah, we sort of walk through, and it's hard for me to summarize with full legal protection,
sure,
the roadmap that we walk through in the full episode, because JC Tretter is the player you're referring to.
Yep.
This is the guy who was the president of the players union. He was the starting center on the Cleveland Browns. He was the guy who ran the search for the current executive director, who was the counterpart to Roger Goodell across the table, this guy Lloyd Howell. And JC Tretter, we reveal in this filing, the 61-page filing, is noted and referred to as somebody who had criticized Russell Wilson for being the reason, essentially, why the full guarantees that the union and these players had been searching for was not a reality. JC Tretter blames Russell Wilson in a text message that we publish for not doing the thing that he should have done if only he was braver and more courageous and more strategic. And that got used against the union by the owners, right? So Russell Wilson was this candidate post Deshaun Watson deal. Remember, gets traded to the Broncos. And there's this moment in which, is Russell Wilson going to also get a full guaranteed deal? And he does it. And backstage, this sets off this whole conversation in which the guy who runs the Players Association is now on record, discovered in this trial, as criticizing his own member incorrectly, which he also then recants in the same filing, in a footnote. And so the theory here is that J.C. Treader, the then former, well, then president of the union, now former president, who is currently an executive, he got a job. This is so convoluted, but bear with me because it's like a bit of a murder mystery. He becomes the chief strategy officer of the union, appointed by the guy that he ended up choosing as the leader of the search for the new executive director. And the point here is that J.C. Treader, in my reporting, emerges as the guy who has always wanted the top job at the union. And so he did not want this filing to be released because it would have undermined his ability to be Mr. Player Representative, given that he had criticized one of his own. And so you have this conflict spike between personal political self-interest. Stop me if you've heard this before. Personal political self-interest against the larger, greater good of the body that you are sworn to represent, that then loses this case in part because of something you did. That's part of why the union, we report, never wanted anybody, including its own members, to see this filing, even if it is the greatest gift to a union when it comes to establishing this is how the people we're trying to negotiate against are actually behaving.
So you mention in there, or you have in there, text between Lamar Jackson and I think it's the Ravens GM, basically negotiating the contract. And Lamar says he wants fully guaranteed, doesn't happen. The NFLPA, you're right, has had trouble staying strong on things that they try to unify on. Do you think that this becoming a big story and text messages leaking and it being a bit of you know, a PR win maybe for the players, do you think this is something that they will unify on and stay strong on? Do you think it's that big of a deal?
So the problem is that this is an enormous win for the larger cause of players trying to say, this is how the owners behave behind closed doors. It's an enormous loss, though, from a PR perspective now, to do the meta-analysis for the leadership of the union. And so a lot of this story we reveal in sort of sequence, it starts off as like, what a giant scandal for the league office and for the owners, which is true. But it's an even bigger deal, you might argue, for the people in charge of the union, because they have enabled the suppression of a document that is the thing that they should want to be broadcasting to everybody. And so what happens next when it comes to the players hinges on an internal battle that is going on right now between the leaders of the union and the rank and file and the board of representatives and everybody who can serve as a check on a leadership that is clearly diverging in self-interest from what the logical and larger cause of leverage in public should and might still be when it comes to how you argue against these owners who have such a massive advantage. I want to be clear about something too. You know, this is not about sympathy for, oh man, it's so bad that Russell Wilson never got those full guarantees, right? Like from a pure analysis perspective, he did not deserve those guarantees. What a horrible deal it would have been. Deshaun Watson, obviously the worst transaction in NFL history. This is not a woe is the player story. It's a this is how these people are actually operating behind the scenes story. This is why this is a drama that is both fascinating and funny and full of, frankly, misrepresentation when it comes to how sports and the NFL particularly gets transmitted through all of these layers and membranes of spin and PR. This is what they're really like behind the scenes. That's the story to be. And so what you do with that information, again, I can only bring a horse to water. I can't make you drink.
Thank you, Pablo. Again, the podcast is Pablo Torre Finds Out. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, get it on YouTube. And what is the exact, is it PabloTorreFindsOut.com? What's the exact URL for your Substack?
It is www.pablo.show, pablo.show. We have a newsletter. You can support the show. We're an independent operation that does stuff like this that, by the way, Spike, thank you for having me on. A lot of people will not touch this, but our journalism, I believe, is worthy of some attention, and I'm glad you gave it to us. So
well, Pablo, we at WIP are known as hardcore journalists. That's all we do here. So when there is journalism out there, we seek it out and amplify it. So we appreciate you coming on, man.
I mean, my rule as a journalist is if you give me a banner and induct me into your Hall of Fame, I'm going to give you an interview.
There you go. There you go.
Journalistic transaction.
Yes. You know? A little quid pro quo there. All right. Thank you, Pablo. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
There he is, Pablo Torre. Like your question about how if I was an NFL player.
Yeah.
And I found out that my union had this information.
Yeah.
For the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I would be furious.
Yeah, which means he probably won't be in there as head of the union.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. if nothing else happens, that guy's ability to be in charge of the union has to be gone, you know?
Yeah. So I do think that when Pablo says, well, Russell Wilson, you know, he's not the victim here in the way that maybe he wasn't worth the full guarantees, all that. What I think more about when I think about these NFL contracts is not the guys that are getting $110 million guaranteed. Of course, you know, should they get a full guarantee for the $250, we could debate that. I think the real change, and where I'll be interested when it begins, is guys that are making $4 million a year. Is all that guaranteed? Or if you're making $15 million a year, is all that guaranteed?
Right.
Because obviously $4 million is a lot of money. But these are not guys that are making generational money when you consider taxes, you know, all that stuff. You don't walk away able to retire.
Sure.
And that to me is more about where the guaranteed money thing falls into is guys that are not making life-changing money that are risking their body each week, are they going to get fully guaranteed as opposed to somebody where you're already getting $150 million?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Like it would not, it seems like, and again, the point that Pablo made about the owners being as together on this as they are, because we haven't seen them crack. The only crack was Deshaun Watson, which caused this. And since then, like they do whatever they can to not give out.
Well,
by the way, both of those cases would support why the owners don't want to give out fully guaranteed
contracts.
Exactly. Well, I think that's because if you remember, Kirk Cousins got a fully guaranteed deal from the Vikings, right? Wasn't it 3 years?
His last three contracts have been fully guaranteed.
But they're just not as much money.
Right.
So I don't think the issue is not. Maybe this doesn't make sense, but I do think sometimes the PR of it, where you want someone to sign a $300 million deal, but really it's only this, inflates why they have to have fake money in there.
Right.
Kirk Cousins got $33 million a year for 3 years, fully guaranteed, no problem. The issue is with Deshaun Watson, he's like, well, I want $250 million because this player got that, but I want it fully guaranteed.
That's
where the money becomes tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once Cleveland did that, they made it difficult for maybe a year with some of the other teams that were negotiating, which is what Lamar was trying to get the same deal Deshaun Watson got with Cleveland, where it was all guaranteed. And Baltimore, smartly, not because they don't believe in you and a player, but you're also playing a position at a high level, and it's also high risk.
Yes.
Yeah.
The way he plays.
Yep.
Like, well, so you can get banged up.
Imagine if it would have worked out for Deshaun Watson. What if he goes to Cleveland and he's awesome and he plays well and the Browns start winning?
I think it's a little more leg room for it to work
then
for everybody
that
else.
Next team can't really point, because we can all sit here and go, Deshaun Watson did not work out in Cleveland.
Right.
That contract was a mistake. Had it worked out, then the Ravens don't have as much leg to stand on or whatever, because it just worked in Cleveland.
Yep. Well, and the other the thing, too, is think about it in the aggregate. Don't think about it in terms of one contract. Think about it in terms of 53 or 50, how many guys they have on the team now. So there's one part in the NFL Management Council, which I think is eight owners or something. I think John Mara is, if I remember correctly, John Mara is one of the guys. One of the slides they showed the team was that in 22, the Super Bowl champion had twice as much guaranteed money as the 20 team did. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking about 53 players, all of a sudden there's two more guaranteed here. And what they're trying to get away from is getting that overall guaranteed number of getting too high. Because to your point about the Eagles, what that does is like that cuts out, you know, 75% of the teams who don't want to guarantee that money and don't think they can win a Super Bowl without having all that guaranteed money.
That's why I always thought this offseason, the NFL was probably thrilled the focus was the tush push, because they don't really care about that. This is the stuff I think that they really don't want being discussed, because this ends up in teams that don't spend money, either having to spend money or they're going to have to change rules, because there can only be so many more years where the Eagles are cutting checks and doing dummy years and all these owners are being asked why they're not doing that. Until all of a sudden the owners start getting a group text going and going, all right, we're not paying all this cash. So something needs to change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got 6 years before the next
which is crazy. It's that far
CBA.
Out.
CBA. Unless CBA. Yeah. Now it just doesn't seem like NFL players are together in the way that baseball players are. Or
we ain't locking out.
Yeah, like or just going on strike.
No,
or, yeah,
we ain't doing that. No.
It's like last year, remember when the players...
Yeah, going on strike is what I mean. Yeah. The owners are the ones who lock you out. Yeah. Yes.
Last year, remember the players wanted to not talk in the locker rooms, which I fully actually agree with in some ways and understand. And it lasted like 4 days around the league, and then they stopped. It's just, there's so many players in the NFL. There's so much difference in how much each of them make. It's so hard to get everybody to pull together.
And everybody doesn't care.
Well, that's the other thing.
Right. Hey, man, I'm here to do my job. Let me make sure I get my check. Yeah, don't y'all go messing up stuff to where I'm going to get my check here.
Like, if we get locked out, I'm not going to get a check for the first month.
Yeah, so it's more those players than are the guys that are willing to miss games.
And, like, 85% of the league doesn't really have the power to demand a fully guaranteed contract.
No, sure. Only quarterbacks
we're really
do.
Only talking about... maybe 100 players in the whole league.
Yes.
All the quarterbacks and a few skill guys.
But if I was in the NFL, I would look and say, okay, you're saying that. I'm looking at the NBA and like almost all their contracts are guaranteed. And I'm looking at baseball.
There's 15 of them on a roster.
Baseball. There's 26 in baseball. All right. Thank you, Elliot. Appreciate you coming by.
He skirted out of here before we can get into the franchises thing.
We didn't need to get deep. Because quite frankly.
I'll stay if you want.
All right, we'll see if we'll stay. All right. The Twitter question, by the way, brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What do you want the Sixers to do with the third pick? Take the best player or trade back? 67% say take the best player. I say both. Today's show, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.